Welcome back. Rita, let's continue our discussion on innovative business models leveraging circular economy principles. How do these models differ from traditional business models, and what unique features do they incorporate?
Thank you, Jesse. It's great to be back. Innovative business models rooted in the circular economy differ from traditional ones by emphasizing resource efficiency, waste reduction, and product longevity. Unlike linear models focused solely on selling products and maximizing profits, circular models prioritize sustainability and long-term value creation. They often involve strategies such as product as a service, where customers pay for usage rather than ownership, or sharing platforms that enable multiple users to access a single product.
That's insightful. Rita, can you provide examples of businesses successfully implementing these circular business models?
Absolutely. For example, there are companies offering clothing rental services instead of traditional retail sales. By enabling customers to rent apparel for specific occasions, these businesses reduce the demand for new clothing production and promote reuse. Similarly, businesses in the electronics sector are adopting leasing or subscription models for devices, extending product life cycles and minimizing electronic waste. These examples illustrate how circular business models can align profitability with environmental sustainability.
Thank you. Now, let's bring in some questions from our exporting SME. Rita, one SME is interested in how circular business models can impact their supply chain. Can you elaborate on this?
Certainly. Circular business models often require businesses to rethink their supply chains. They need to prioritize sustainability, resource efficiency, transparency, and ethical sourcing practices. This may involve sourcing materials from recycled or renewable sources, ensuring no child labor is involved. Also, it includes establishing partnerships with suppliers committed to circularity and ethical standards. Moreover, it involves implementing reverse logistics systems for product recovery and recycling. By optimizing their supply chains for circularity, SME can reduce waste, enhance resilience, and create value throughout the value chain.
Thank you, Rita. Another SME is curious about the financial viability of implementing circular business models. How can businesses ensure profitability while embracing sustainability?
It's a valid concern. While transitioning to circular business models may require upfront investments in technology, infrastructure, and workforce training, businesses can reap long-term benefits in terms of cost savings, enhanced brand reputation, and access to new markets. Additionally, circular models often enable businesses to capture value from products throughout their life cycle, generating revenue streams beyond traditional sales. By carefully planning and implementing circular strategies, SME can achieve both financial and environmental sustainability.
Rita, let's delve deeper into the scalability of circular business models. How adaptable are these models for SME looking to expand their operations internationally?
That's an excellent question. Circular business models can indeed be highly scalable for SME venturing into international markets. One of the key advantages is their flexibility and adaptability to diverse market conditions and consumer preferences. For example, product-as-a-service models can be easily customized to meet the specific needs of different regions or target demographics. Similarly, sharing platforms can be scaled up or down depending on demand, allowing SME to expand their customer base without significant capital investment. Additionally, by embracing digital technologies and data analytics, SME can optimize their operations and streamline supply chains across borders, further enhancing scalability and efficiency.
That's fascinating. How about regulatory challenges? Are there any legal or regulatory barriers that SME need to consider when implementing circular business models on a global scale?
Absolutely. While circular business models offer numerous benefits, SME must navigate various legal and regulatory frameworks when expanding internationally. This may include compliance with environmental regulations, waste management policies, and product labeling requirements in different countries. Additionally, intellectual property rights and licensing agreements may vary across jurisdictions, posing challenges for SME seeking to protect their innovations and technologies. Moreover, trade agreements and tariffs can impact the cost and feasibility of international operations, requiring SME to conduct thorough market research and due diligence before expanding into new markets.
Thank you for highlighting those considerations. SME must understand the regulatory landscape when venturing into international markets. Lastly, let's address the role of collaboration and partnerships in the success of circular business models for SME. How can strategic alliances with other businesses or organizations enhance the effectiveness of circular initiatives on a global scale?
Collaboration and partnerships play a pivotal role in advancing circular business models and driving sustainable innovation on a global scale. SME can benefit significantly from strategic alliances with suppliers, manufacturers, research institutions, and non-governmental organizations to co-create and implement circular solutions. By pooling resources, expertise, and networks, SME can overcome common challenges such as access to financing, technology transfer, and market penetration. Moreover, collaborative initiatives can amplify the impact of circular initiatives by fostering knowledge exchange, sharing best practices, and advocating for supportive policies at the national and international levels. Ultimately, by working together towards common sustainability goals, SME can achieve greater resilience, competitiveness, and positive societal impact in the global marketplace.
Thank you for your invaluable insights into innovative business models leveraging circular economy principles. These models hold tremendous potential for SMEs seeking to thrive in today's global marketplace while promoting sustainability.
My pleasure, Jesse. I'm glad we had the opportunity to explore this important topic together.
And to our viewers, thank you for joining us. We hope you found this discussion enlightening and inspiring as you navigate your journey towards sustainable business practices.
Remember, embracing circular economy principles isn't just about environmental stewardship. It's also about driving innovation, creating value, and securing long-term success for your business.
Absolutely. Rita, stay tuned for more insightful discussions on sustainable export strategies and circular economy practices. Until next time, keep exploring and innovating. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye, everyone, and remember to keep thinking circular.